Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to talk to you about keyword research, specifically for high-ticket dropshipping, but this can also be applied to other forms of e-commerce as well. Okay, so the main three keywords you're going to be dealing with high-ticket dropshipping are your brand's names, their model names and SKU numbers for their products, and the category keywords and subcategory keywords. Okay, so those are the three types: brand names, model names, SKU numbers, category keywords, subcategory keywords. Now, when you're thinking about keywords, you have to understand the reason why you want to do keyword research in the first place is because you want to rank in the search engines for those keywords. The way people are going to find you is through search engines like Google and Bing, Yahoo, AOL, even like other DuckDuckGo. There's all sorts of search engines out there. Mostly it's going to be Google though, because most of the traffic these days, search engine traffic is on Google. So Google is king, and so you want to optimize your website for the keywords that you want to rank for and that you want people to, basically you want to figure out what keywords people are typing into Google, and you want to rank for those keywords, okay? So if somebody's typing in your category keyword 100,000 times every single month, if you were to be able to rank for that category keyword, that like one or two or three words, then your site is going to get a ton of traffic. And what I mean by rank is I mean by putting your getting your website ranked organically on the first page of Google. Because if you're on the second or third page, you really don't get nearly as much traffic as you do on the first page. And the quality of leads is much lower as well, okay? So generally speaking, getting really good quality traffic means getting to the top of the first page of Google. Now, the easiest way to do that in the very beginning is just simply to pay Google to put you at the top, okay? Google organic rankings are very difficult to get in the long run for short tail terms, like two or three words long, especially just your main category keywords and even subcategory keywords. It's a bit easier in the beginning to rank for long tail keywords like your brand's name, your model name, SKU number organically, and it really just takes you building out unique content on your website and getting backlinks and building, social media links and things like that. But in the early days of your website, what you got to try to think about is what keywords you can actually rank for, that you want to rank for. And those are definitely going to be your product keywords, okay? Your model names and SKU numbers, those are the keywords you want to rank for in the beginning. That's kind of like the low-hanging fruit, because think about the type of traffic that's searching for a model name and SKU number versus the type of traffic that's searching for a brand name or a category keyword, okay? They're three different types of personas, three different types of people that are in three different types of parts of the buying process. Okay, the buying process for high ticket dropshipping is much longer than a low ticket product. Something that's $10, $20, $30, $50, usually $100 or less, someone will just buy on impulse sometimes. Okay, but something over $50 or $100, over $200, they're gonna have to usually take a little bit more time to research and figure out what type of product they want. Okay, so being that the buying process is longer, you want to figure out how to appear in the search results to that person when they're at the bottom of the buying process, the end of the buying process, the bottom of the funnel, when they're ready to make that buying decision and they're just looking around at what website is the best website to buy from. Okay, that's the best time to reach somebody, especially when the early days of your website. Now, as far as scaling goes and later on, you're definitely going to want to rank for those shorter tail keywords, the ones that have tons of traffic, because if you can get ranked for those, you're catching people way earlier on in the buying cycle. You're capturing their email address and their pixel, and you're cooking that their browser, their computer, basically. You're going to be able to retarget them in many different ways over the week or two or three or four, whatever it takes them to make that buying decision. And then by the end of that buying decision, you may have educated them. You may have already provided them with tons of content. You may have gotten them to know, like, and trust you by then. And hopefully by then they'll remember you and they'll make the purchase with you instead of a competitor. Okay. So that's the idea there as far as scaling. But in the beginning, you don't really have the luxury of targeting those types of keywords and making money, okay? Because you've got to target those longer tail keywords. So the way you do that is you, first of all, get suppliers on board that have, products that have model names and SKU numbers you can target in the first place. If you get suppliers that have generic names, you have no model names and SKU numbers to work with, okay? You've got to get suppliers on board that have recognizable brand names, recognizable model names, and recognizable SKU numbers, okay? If they're missing one or the other, it's just going to be harder, okay? The other thing you got to do is you got to look at your competition. You got to figure out, how are they putting together the product titles and what are the keywords they're including in the description, okay? And just sort of analyze their websites, especially the product pages. specifically, because those types of keywords, the ones that they're using on their website, are probably related to that product name somehow. Usually it's the category name. Okay, so like when someone makes a really good product page, it's got the product name laid out. It's like the brand name, product name, the model name, subcategory, category, and then SKU number. That's like a good product name. And then in the description, they're going to have a ton of copywriting, but also mixed in there is going to be relevant keywords related to that product and that category keyword in the model. And of course, they're going to have that model name SKU number repeated throughout. That's really good internal SEO and page structure, okay? So you have to understand that those are the types of keywords that you want to rank for in the very beginning, and those are the keywords that you're going to be able to make money with in the very beginning. You're going to be able to rank at the top of Google in the very beginning only by paying Google, and usually you have to do Google search text ads or Google shopping ads. Google shopping ads are usually the way we start just because they have pictures and people are attracted to pictures. They also have pricing, so they're kind of pre-qualifying potential customers with the pricing and the picture. If somebody types in a keyword and they click on something, it's like, oh, well, that might match my search. And then Google sees that and sees, okay, well, did they buy it? Did they click through? Did they add it to cart? So on and so forth. They get, you know, the data, and then they kind of optimize your ads from there. Okay, so keep that in mind as you're doing your keyword research, is that you want to be able to establish what are the category keywords, what are the brands that I'm going to reach out to, and what are the model names and SKU numbers. And what you're going to do is you're going to take your whole catalog and make a whole spreadsheet. I usually use a spreadsheet because it's easy to organize data that way, and create a list of all these keywords, because you're going to be using these keywords in your negative keyword lists for your Google shopping ads and in your, you know, targeting keyword lists in your search text ads. Usually we use Google shopping ads more than search text ads for products, just because you can actually control what you show to Google. It's in stock and out of stock through your feed, which you can attach through an application in Shopify to automatically can update via a collection page, so on and so forth. I talk about all this good stuff in my courses, but it's really important that you understand the key concepts behind this, is that you want to target the bottom of the funnel traffic at the very beginning, okay? And with that said, the content you're going to create on your website, first and foremost, focus on product page content, okay? Because if you're going to send traffic directly to your product pages, send it there and have good content, and not just good content, but also a really good offer. You got to optimize your page. Okay, and then the next kind of content you want to create is content about your brands, so that people that are just searching for the brand don't really know what they want to buy yet from that brand, but they're just searching around for that brand, get an idea of what they have to offer and what you sell of theirs, and then go from there. Okay, and then the next thing, of course, is those category keywords, which are usually much harder to rank for, but it can supply you with a ton of traffic and leads that you can follow up with. And if you have a really good marketing system, then you can crush it with high-ticket e-commerce these days. So that's basically the bottom line of basic e-commerce keyword research. Now, the next level up is creating blog posts and content related to your niche. It's like, you know, listicles and reasons why articles and resource articles, the best of articles, review articles, all these types of articles that are kind of like bridge pages in a sense that you're going to drive organic traffic to, referral traffic, social media traffic. You might even drive paid traffic to these articles, just because what it does is it warms people up to the idea of buying that product. Okay, if you make like a best this or best that article, they're going to see that and they're going to actually think about, oh, well, maybe this is the best of that, you know, and then they'll click through to your product page and they might buy it from there. Okay, so tons of companies do this kind of stuff, these bridge pages, and basically it just bridges the gap between what the customer, you know, wants to know is, you know, the best. They just want information out there. They want advice. And you know, between that and making a purchasing decision. Okay, so that's the next level. Basically, you want to create content for those types of keywords. And the way you find those keywords is just Google. Type your category keyword into Google's search bar. It'll show you all the, you know, relevant keyword searches to that. It'll show you a bunch of Q&A keywords. At the bottom, it'll show you other relevant searches. It'll even fill in what you're typing. So if you type best and then your product category, you'll see that. And then you type the word for after it, and then you'll see a bunch of other options there. So you can get a lot of good keyword ideas that way. And those are all content ideas. And then from there, you can even, like, you know, make YouTube videos for that content or drive backlinks to that content from bridge pages. You post guest posts on other websites, other blogs, and get free traffic that way and build up your link profile strength. And then you got a really good solid website that ranks organically. That's kind of the 30,000 foot view. A lot of kind of complicated ideas there. You might not really understand it all yet, which is fine. But the key thing is you start researching, understanding stuff, and dive into it and find, you know, more information that you can digest and understand. And then you actually take action and grow your business a little bit at a time. That's usually how I do it. You know, is I just learn one thing at a time and I go and do it, learn it, do it, learn it, do it, learn it, do it. Cause that way you'll actually learn. Because if you just learn it, you don't actually go and do it, you're not really learning, okay? So learn it, think about it, practice it, okay? Fail a little bit, get better, and then you'll actually become successful in the long run. Okay, if you guys want more help with starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I got tons of awesome stuff for you. First of all, I have a free niches list, so if you don't know what to start with, go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I also have a free mini course for high-ticket dropshipping. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/mini-course. And I have a masterclass, full 30-plus module course on high-ticket dropshipping. Go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. If you want my team to do the work for you, I have lots of offers as well. I have a 15-plus team of virtual assistants I've trained that work with me on my dropshipping stores, and also a plethora of clients dropshipping stores as well for high ticket only. And what we do is we set up websites called turnkey Shopify stores for high ticket dropshipping. You can go check that out at our website, ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. We also do the entire business build package for you, where we not only set up your website, branding, phone number, email, all that stuff. We also recruit suppliers, add products, optimize your site, set up email marketing, lead generation, drive, set up Google Ads, and drive traffic to your website. And we can even recruit a virtual assistant for you and train them, as well as manage your Google Ads on a monthly basis. So if you want more information on the Business in a Box service, go to ecommerceparadise.com/businessinabox. And all my stuff is listed on my homepage on my top menu. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com for more information there. Email me anytime with any questions you have at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. And thanks so much for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. Definitely share this episode with your friends, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Take care.